Welcome to episode 45 of the Llama Buddy Podcast, your source for Fortnite news with me, your Llama Buddy. There's only two pieces of news this week. The first is that Epic is currently looking into the issue with superhero skins. Again, I've seen some screenshots of these skins, and if you're in a shadow in a completely blacked out superhero skin, you're basically invisible. It's ridiculous. So I'm glad to know that Epic is looking into that. Also, for those of you who did not get your V-Bucks with your Fortnite Crew subscription, Epic is issuing an additional 500 V-Bucks as well as the V-Bucks you should have gotten with the subscription. I'm really happy to see that Epic's doing the right thing and throwing in a little something extra for the people who had to deal with their V-Bucks not being there. All right, it is the weekend, and you know what that means. The Little Buddy. But before we get into that, let's take a moment to hear about our sponsor for this episode. All right, he made it into the llama cave. That's right, the Little Buddy's here. He survived Operation Snowdown and has thawed out, and he's back in the llama cave. What's going on, Little Buddy?
I got menace today.
You got menace?
Yeah.
Somebody was menacing you?
Nope, I got the skin.
Oh, the skin, that's right.
Yes.
Awesome. So basically you're done with the season pass?
Basically, I still have to unlock some stuff for Menace and then get the final stuff for the Mandalorian.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can just stop playing Fortnite then.
Nope, I can't.
What? You can't?
Because I'm not fully finished with the battle pass.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, anything else crazy going on this week? Anything fun, exciting?
Not really.
No?
Except I have noticed the llamas, they take less time to open.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
You think those loot llamas? Wait, you're destroying llamas?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm okay with that.
And the vaults take more time to open also.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah.
Man, you said vaults. It reminds me of the good old days when you used to get key cards and vaults full of boxes.
Yeah.
Man, I kind of miss those days. But.
Yes.
Since we don't have loot vaults to check out, We do have exotics that we can buy. And I was thinking we could kind of talk through all of the exotics and a couple of the rumored exotics.
That sounds fun.
And see what we think about them.
Sure.
Cool. So the first one on the list is the Boom Sniper Rifle.
Hmm?
Have you checked this one out?
Yes, I've used it.
What do you think?
I think it's pretty cool because three shots kills an opponent when you attach it to them. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty powerful, and you don't have to reload after every shot, so that's nice also.
Yeah, the semi-auto snipers are really nice.
Yes, they are.
I really like this one, too. I talked about it in a previous episode a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing when you first buy it and then you shoot someone. It's like, 10 damage? Why is there 10 damage? But then it blows up. You're like, oh, there isn't 10 damage. It's because it actually attached to the explosive.
Yeah. That was nice.
Yes, that was.
I don't know. I really like it, too, because you can shoot walls and stuff with it. And it's kind of, I don't know. It's fun. And if you shoot close to somebody, you can still do a little damage to them.
Yes, you can.
Which is nice. Normally, sniper rifles are all about being super precise.
Yes.
And this one, you just got to get in the ballpark and you can do some damage.
Yeah, you just got to hit them somewhere on the body. You don't have to, like, headshot them.
Yeah. So, speaking of sniper rifles, one of the newer exotics is the Dragon's Breath Sniper Rifle.
Yes.
I got a chance to try that out today. And
me too.
I thought it was pretty hot. I liked it a lot.
It's basically like a Dragon Breath shotgun, but instead of a shotgun, a sniper.
Yeah. And I really like that you can light stuff on fire from a very long way away.
Yes, and it's kind of, it has a pretty fast reload time.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Uh-uh.
It does a decent amount of damage. The one thing, I don't know, and this is not like specific to this sniper rifle, The one thing I sometimes don't like about sniper rifles is how long it takes the bullet to travel.
Yes.
So you have to like kind of lead where you're shooting. Whereas if you're using an assault rifle, it's pretty much like a little laser beam.
Yes. But, and that's why like if, that's why being precise with most sniper rifles is good. Mm-hmm. Because if they move a tiny bit and you aimed for their head, it's going to hit where they were a few seconds ago.
Right.
And that good to a row is you can get like two chests from one house and stuff, so.
Yeah, I think Slurpee and Sweaty Sands are both pretty big locations too.
Yes, they are.
So you can spend quite a while there looting before you have to move on.
Yes, you can, you can.
I think it's interesting, like if you think about these locations on the map of the island, they're all kind of like on the like southwestern, like kind of on the either like the south or the west, right? Like
yes.
Kind of like a little, I don't know, like an L shape there. Nothing really happens up in like the northeastern corner of the island where you have like craggy cliffs, steamy stacks. No. And even like north, you know, you have like Stealthy Stronghold, Coral Castle, like all in the north end.
Yes.
It's interesting how those aren't popular. I'd be curious to know like what the average bus path is over the island too.
Yes.
Because I bet that wherever the bus goes closest to for a match, that's where it's going to be the most people.
Yes, I agree. I agree, definitely.
So, I don't know. And then just thinking about like other places where you could land too, there's always Camp Cod, which, do you ever land there?
Not very much. I landed there once for a She-Hulk's challenge.
Right.
And then once from a quest from Kit this season. I don't land there. It's just like my main landing spot or anything.
Yeah, it's so far out of the way.
Yes, and you have to get like a loot shark to get back or something.
Right. So, are there any places that we haven't talked about that you like to go?
I like to go to Steamy Stacks. That place is pretty nice, and it doesn't have a lot of people going there.
Right.
Coral.
It might see more this week because there's a quest there.
Yes, Coral Castle, you know, has, no, it's still the Stronghold, has the Predator. He can kill you if, like, no other players go there.
Right.
Coral Castle has a lot of loot.
I agree. I think Coral Castle is kind of underrated because, and I think part of it is, it's such a pain to get out of Coral Castle.
Yes.
To get up the waterfalls is hard.
You don't need to get up the waterfalls. There's just, like, dirt hills you can go up to.
Yeah, it just takes time, though. It's, I don't know. It feels, because it's sunken down, it just feels like it'd take a long time to me.
Yes, it does. And then Craggy Cliffs is a nice place, too. Because normally there's some cars there that you can drive to the circle.
Right. Well, cool. Was there anything else that you want to talk about this week? Or?
No, that's all. So.
Well, okay. Well, thanks for coming to the Llama Cave, little buddy.
Sure.
I appreciate it. I guess we'll see if you make it another week on the island and can find the cave next weekend.
Yeah.
All right. And thanks to all of y'all for listening. I really appreciate it. If you like this show, make sure you tell your friends. And if you don't, well, you can always tell your enemies. It still helped me out. Until next time, I'm your Llama Buddy, signing off.